Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker. Well, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. This is your host, Tanya Parker, and I realize that I have brought in this whole show with the phone on mute, so I certainly do apologize to everyone. And I've done this before, but I certainly haven't done it to this extent, so I must apologize. A lot of strange things have happened in the 5 years since we have done this show, but this is a first. So it's nice to know that some new things can still be experienced. So I won't go into all that I said previously. I just wanted to thank those who tuned in last month for the first Sunday show with astrologist and intuitive Pamela Baker, who gave us answers from astrology. And also, just to let you know that we're so excited to welcome back a five-time guest. We've had the unofficial start to summer, and the solstice is just a couple of weeks away. And so this is a perfect time for tonight's guest to return to give us a mid-year numerology check-in. And so many of you know and love him. But for those of you who are newcomers, please prepare to be amazed and truly blessed. And without further ado, let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to numerologist extraordinaire, Reverend Dr. Craig Wright. Dr. Craig, how are you?
Hi, just fine, Tanya. Doing just fine.
Thank you for your patience. I was wondering why I kept hearing these sounds when I unmuted your phone, but you weren't responding. And then I saw your text, and I said, but that's the number that I unmuted. I don't understand. And then all of a sudden, I got the nudge, check your own phone.
Well, I'm not an astrologist, but I understand Mercury is retrograde, and that's a communication.
Mercury has been having his way with me, too, during this retrograde, and many others, I'm sure. So all I can do is laugh. Oh, gosh, so good to hear your voice and to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And I have to tell you, the numbers, the phone calls, the lines are queuing up. And so I appreciate people being patient during that whole 5 minutes of my talking and being on mute in the process. Oh, so for our new listeners who are not familiar with you, can you share who you are and what you serve at your healing table?
I would be glad to. My name is Dr. Craig Wright. I am a metaphysical minister. I hold a PhD in metaphysical counseling. My specialty is numerology. Numerology is the study of numbers and letters, and it's based on the belief that we were all created by the word. What are words? Words are vibrations that we use letters and numbers as symbols for. So since we were created by the word, and words are symbolized with letters and numbers, all letters and numbers reveal spiritual qualities. Most of us are used to thinking of numbers, Tanya, in terms of counting or measuring for quantities. You know, I have six apples. You have four. I'm driving 55 miles an hour. Quantities. But when we study numbers, numbers reveal qualities. An example I like to use is a musician. A musician uses letters as symbols for notes and numbers for timing. And I like to say that the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for the song that we are to play in the symphony of life.
I love that. I love how you put that. And so what are some ways people make use of numerology?
Some of the ways people make use of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked that. One of the ways that I am making use of it right now, as a result of some of the turmoil that we've been seeing across our nation with regard to youth, is for hope and development. Hope and development. You see, because it is based, numerology is based on the belief that the Spirit of God is an indwelling spirit inside of all of us, animating us. So when we look to the outside world, if we see desolation and poverty, we can become discouraged. But if we learn to look within where our gifts are, we can be hopeful and we can develop those gifts and we can begin to co-create with Creator and not be limited by resources, but to create the abundance using the resources that we have already been given. I always laugh when I hear a judge say, or a minister say, by the power invested in me, by some elective board. Well, I always laugh because each of us has power invested in us by the Creator. So if we can get in touch with that power, by the power invested in us, we can begin to create as opposed to feeling as though we are always looking for someone to give to us. We can begin to create and give to the universe. And that's the way it should be. If we look at the treasures that we all admire, gold and silver, well, they're not just on top of the ground for people to walk around and pick up. You know, there has to be some mining done. There has to be some digging. You have to really penetrate the earth, go beneath the surface to where the treasures are. So that's thank you. That's one of the benefits. In fact, I am offering free introductory readings for all teens. Anyone who has a teen, or if you're listening and you are a teen, you can contact me and get a complimentary reading because I feel that strongly about it. I'm giving them away.
Wow,
you know,
that's amazing.
All teens.
Well, I know we'll definitely be following up with our 17-year-old, so or soon
Great.
To be 17-year-old. Yes, most
Great.
Definitely.
All you have to do is email their full birth name. That include the middle name, listeners, the full birth name, and the month, day, and year of birth. Just email that to me, and I'll send the report to you. Can I give out my email address now?
Most definitely. This is a good time.
Okay, great. That email address is cr77ig@gmail.com. Or that's cr77ig@gmail.com. Simply email their name, full name, and birthday of any teenager, and I will send you back a numerology report between 9 and 15 pages long, depending on the letters in the name.
And I know I've had a detailed report from you, and you were quite thorough, and the report was quite accurate. So I'm excited that you're offering this for teens. This is definitely a vulnerable time for so many of them, for so many of us. And we appreciate your taking the time to do a mid-year check-in to help support us and to help be the interpreter, so to speak, of these numbers that may not come as easily, the symbology of them, to some of us.
My pleasure. That's my gift. I appreciate the opportunity that you give me to share it.
Well, you know, you alluded to this, but, you know, this year has already had some significant shifting. That's sort of my euphemism for a lot of stuff going on. You know, we've had the earthquakes in Nepal. We've had multiple sites of volcanic activity all around the world happening at the same time. We had the uprising in Baltimore, and this is just to name a few. Is there anything in the numbers that can explain this?
Well, yes, we take a look at what's known as the universal vibration. The universal vibration is the energy that is affecting all of us. Like most energies, there is a trinity of energy, but this one particular vibration is found by adding the numbers in the year. So 2 plus 0 plus 15 adds up to 17. And 1 plus 7 is 8. So this is a year that will have karmic implications. The number 8 means what goes around comes around. The 8, the 17 is also associated with the story of Moses. Many examples of this 17 energy, the name Rosa was a 17. The name Tubman was 17 energy. And so was Moses. Many stories in the scripture are about numbers. They're there to tell us what we can expect. So by studying the story of Moses, the story of the Exodus, we know what's happening this year. This is a year where people are raging against injustice. People are raging against injustice. This is a year where people will be speaking truth to power. Speaking truth to power this year. So that's the type of energy that we are experiencing. It's also a year, the 8th, of reaping. What goes around comes around. So it is a time of reaping. So it's a great time for business expansion. It is a time for reaping the seeds that we have sown over the past 7 years.
Wow, over the past 7 years.
Yes, and this month particularly, we'll begin to see some of the changes manifesting. The number associated with change is the number 5. And in 8 year, 2015 is an 8 year, June, 6 plus 8 equals 14, and 1 plus 4 is 5. This will be the month we're going to see major shifts, major changes. People have been waiting for positions, waiting for jobs, having to redo applications. Right now we're in the do-it-over-again phase. Everybody was waiting for things to manifest, and here comes Mercury retrograde. So is it the egg hatch? No, we got to do it over again. Whatever your project happens to be, that's the energy you're facing. I'm hanging blinds. I had to send them back to the manufacturer. A friend of mine filled out an application. They had to send that back. Another friend of mine mailed a money order out. It was never received. They have to send that back out again. So if we can just get past this few weeks of frustration, then finally the changes we've been waiting for are going to begin to manifest this month.
One word, so. Hallelujah. It's been rough out there, Craig. It's been rough out there.
Yes, it has.
Oh, wonderful.
Look for the logjams to break. Look for things to start to move ahead and the logjams to break somewhere after the 16th.
After the 16th. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Well, we have quite the queue going on right now, and so I really don't want to keep them holding much longer. So we will open up the phone lines for folks to ask questions and receive their personal forecast for the rest of 2015. And so just to let folks know, the call-in number is 917-889-7816. Now, I believe I said that correctly, because, of course, Mercury retrograde is doing something strange, and I have this pop-up that's blocking my number. But the correct number actually is 917-889-7806. So those last four numbers are 7806. Those of you who are already waiting, you know what the number is because you've called in. So please make sure that you press 1 to speak with the host, and that will indicate, it will give me a little visual indicator that you would like to actually not just listen in, but actually speak with Dr. Craig. So again, that number is 917-889-7806. So before we start taking callers, please let our listeners know what you need to know from them. For example, is it their first name, their birthday? What do you need?
Well, every letter in the name has significance, but of course I won't have time to do a complete reading for every one of your callers today. So what I would like to get would be their first name and their birth date.
Okay.
Actually, the birth date reveals our gift from God. So I'd like to share that with everyone. That's the number of your potential. That's the number that's there to be developed within. And our name reveals how we promised we would use the gift. So our first name is really important because that's the energy we are addressed. That's how we are addressed most often. So that's the energy that represents our highest calling, what we're here to do.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So our first caller is from the 201 area code. So caller, you are on the air on Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Hello.
Are you there, caller?
Hi.
Hi, there's an echo. Could you turn down your computer?
It's not on.
Or maybe it's you're on speaker.
Hello?
I'm still hearing the echo. I'm not quite sure.
Could you give me your first name and your birthday, please?
It's Rose. Oh, my goodness.
And your birthday?
Did I call back?
Well, just go ahead and give the birth date, and then I will mute your phone while Dr. Craig does the reading. How does that sound?
Okay, it's 12-10-56.
Okay, Rose. You have a concentration of number 3 energy associated with your chart. I'm going to start with your month. That's the first 3, December. 1 plus 2 is 3. Then I see another one, and your year, 1956. 1 plus 9 is 5 and 6, adds up to 21, and 2 plus 1 is 3. This is an indication, whenever any of those numbers match, a month and day, or day and year, or in your case, the month and the year, it's an indication that you are an old soul, that you have been here many, many, many times before, and you are focused and here to give to the world and not to take away from it. You have an amazing gift, which is called creative visualization, which will enable you to manifest form where there is no form. Okay? Let's add your month, day, and year. In Psalms 90, verse 12, Moses says, teach us to number our days. So we're going to add 12 and 10. That adds up to 22. And your year, as I mentioned before, adds up to 21. 22 and 21 is 43. And 4 plus 3 is 7. The number 7 is a symbol for faith and wisdom. Faith and wisdom, that's your gift from the Creator. the ability to analyze, to think. Like all sevens, you will need time alone. On the seventh day, God rested. So you need time alone. The 43 makes you a true friend, very affectionate, tolerant of others, and it gives you the ability to express yourself clearly. The 3, which is your month and your day, is a symbol for expression, singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything artistic, decorative, or colorful. And with the number 43 as your gift, you are here not only to seek answers, to seek truth, to seek spiritual truth, to seek God, but also to share with others what you have found. So you are not only a researcher, an analyst, a thinker, and a very spiritual person. By the way, many ministers are sevens. Many ministers are sevens. In ancient times, when numerology was practiced by all, you would have been raised as a minister for your elocutionary gifts and your insights. I want to move on now to your name. I know there's other callers waiting. Your gift is a number 7, which is spirituality, faith, and wisdom. And your name, Rose, is a number 3. The way we find out what the name is to substitute numbers for the letters based on where the letters fall in the alphabet. The letter R is the 18th letter. 1 plus 8 is 9. R is the number 9, as is the letter I. O, the 15th letter, is the number 6. The 6s are F, O, and the letter X. All have a value of 6. S is the number 1. That's the 19th letter of the alphabet. The number 1s are A, J, and S. And finally, E, the 5th letter in rows, completes all of the numbers. All the numbers now are 9, 6, 1, 5. And when we add that up, that adds up to 21. And 2 plus 1 is also 3. So, caller, you are here to express, to sing, paint, dance, write, to be creative, and you will experience abundance. The story of Jesus, a great story, great example of the number 3, sought by 3 wise men, denied by 3 sleeping disciples. He was crucified and arose on the 3rd day. I'm sure I left off a lot of other 3s, but the story of Jesus is about the 3. And he said, I am here that you will have abundance. So, Rose, expect an abundant life, rejoicing, sharing, and you will be a blessing to children.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. No one's going to believe your age, Rose. Keep your ID with you at all times. Nobody's going to believe your age.
Oh, all right.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling, Rose. And, yeah, I was muted again. And I'm wondering if we'll continue to have the echo. We'll see as we tap into the 408 area code. So, caller, you are on the air. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Hi, both.
Hi, okay. I don't hear echo, so you're good to go. Could you tell us your name and month date, birth date, please?
Sure. My name is Twee, and it's spelled like T, like Tuesday, H, hat, U, umbrella, Y, yesterday. And my birthday is March 1, 1982.
Okay. Number 1, the day of birth reveals just sort of a brief look into the personality. The day of birth is like a police sketch. It's not a photograph, but it gives us a clear indication of an immediate talent, skill, and ability. And everyone knows what it means to be numero uno, number 1, the first, the fastest, the top, the best. The number 1 is a symbol for a spiritual quality of leadership. Carla, how did you spell your name again?
T like Tiffany, H like hat.
Okay,
U,
okay. I'm not getting any of that. So, Tanya, if you are, can you help me out?
Yes, it was T as in Tanya,
Okay.
H as in Herman. I believe U as in Uganda, and Y as in your. Was that correct, Twee?
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
four letters.
T-H-U-Y.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, very interesting. Your day of birth is a number one, which is leadership, but your name, okay, is a number two. In fact, your name vibrates to the number 20, and the 20, there's a scripture about the 20. Blessed are the peacemakers, because they'll be called the children of God. So you are a peacemaker. As a number 20, your gift is leadership, but you have promised to use it in a manner to help bring people together. So you're not like an egotistical type leader, someone who pounds their chest and says, look at me, look at me. You're trying to lead by example. Most number ones find it mandatory to have their own business because you are here to give orders, not to take them. But with the number 20 as your name, you're going to want to have a partner. See, the 20 stands for two people, partnerships, coming together, partnerships, joining, peace, harmony. When we hold up two fingers, that's the peace sign. So you're here to be a peacemaker. So you have to be careful not to stay in unpleasant situations too long trying to bring about peace. You're a peacemaker, not a doormat. 20s are very, very good at doing detail-orientated work. Many accountants operate under the 20 energy, surgeons, people who you want to take their time and do things correctly are the number 20. You also will be gifted, or I should say are gifted musically with stringed instruments and drums, and you may be a collector of things, okay, with your name. Some 20s are collectors, can't throw anything away. Let's add your month, day, and year. 3 + 1 = 4, and your year, 1982, as of the 20. 20 and 4 is 24, and 2 + 4 = 6. The number 6 is a symbol for service, teaching, counseling, nurturing, and giving advice. Along with your name for being a peacemaker, you will be able to help people and help them heal. You will be able to help them heal. People will love your voice. I don't know if you sing, but it's certainly a gift that you have. But you have the voice that must be heard. I call the number 24 the family entrepreneur vibration. So you also will have an opportunity, okay, opportunity, should you decide to use your gifts in such a manner, to not only start a business, but to employ your family members. The danger of being a six and being a rescuer is knowing when to let go and let God. Information about the number six is found in the Old Testament when God created men and women on the sixth day. So anything having to do with helping people, you're there to help, to help. This helping theme continues in the New Testament about six vats of wine, six vats of water that were turned into wine to help save a party. So sixes are rescuers, and oftentimes they are given a 30-foot rope to throw out and pull people up who've fallen off the edge of the life. People who've fallen in a hole 3 feet deep, you're going to be able to pull them right out. Someone who's fallen in a hole 25 feet deep, you'll be able to throw your rope out and pull them up. But the person who has fallen into a 50-foot pit is going to be too deep for you. And when you throw your rope out, it's going to fall short. Here's the danger in being a number six. At this point, some sixes lean over the hole and stretch their arm out to try to get some extra length. The person in the pit, they want to get out, so they start jumping up for the rope. Now, when these combination of actions meet, the person jumps up and grabs the rope, and you're leaning over the hole. Well, gravity takes over that point. When they come down to the ground, if they got a good hold on your rope, they're going to pull you into the same pit. That's the danger of being a six, particularly when your first name is a 20, which makes you want to be a peacemaker and solve problems. You've got to know when to let go and let God. You can't save everybody. And I don't want you in the pit. You're the rescuer. If you fall in, no one's coming to save you.
Okay, that resonates a lot.
I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear. Do you have your own business?
No, I don't, but I am in healthcare.
Excellent. You are one of the greatest souls among us. The scripture tells us the servants will be the greatest among us, and you are one of the greatest among us. Over time, should you decide to, you're going to have an opportunity to have your own business. And that opportunity may present itself to you in July.
Okay, awesome. That's great.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Best wishes to you, Twee.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have another caller from the 240 area code. So as that caller readies, just wanted to remind folks, the call-in number is 917-889-7806. And please make sure you press 1 to speak with the host. And then I'll get this little visual indicator to let me know that you actually want to speak versus listening in. All right, so caller with the 240 area code, you are live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. What's your name?
Hi, it's Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good, sis. I'm good.
This is Reverend Cynthia, right?
Yes,
am I giving you
Reverend.
Away? All
Reverend
right,
Diva,
Reverend
Cynthia. Hi, Diva. Hi there. My birth date is 3/22/62.
3/22?
Yes, sir. 62.
Okay. I like to start with the day of birth. The day of birth is called the Master Builder Vibration. All double digits, 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, right up to 99, are called master numbers. Master numbers are testing numbers. They provide great challenges in life, but they also offer great opportunities for growth and development. Since you are a master spirit, your potential for affecting the planet is multiplied. The 22 is known as a workaholic vibration. So 22s are very hardworking. 2 + 2 = 4. It was on the fourth day that God created the earth. So as a number 22, anything having to do with the earth, you will master it. Mining, renovating, farming, you have a green thumb, building, managing is also a key gift that you have. The media is often made available to the number 22. Many 22s who write see what they write make it to the big screen. So those are some of the gifts associated with your day of birth. Let's add it all up. 3 + 22 adds up to 25. And your year , 1962 adds up to 18. Okay? 25 and 18 add up to 43. And there's that number again. That was the number. Often I'll do a show and a pattern will develop. The pattern is developing tonight. The number 43, I just mentioned to the first call that many ministers are 43s. Because the number 7 is the number of faith and wisdom. It's the number of the seeker of truth, the number that enables you to discern exactly what's going on where others cannot see. The number seven looks outside while everyone is looking at the tree. The number seven is examining the roots of the tree. They know where the real sustenance is coming from. The 43 also gives you an amazing ability to express yourself, to be vocal, to be a writer, and also it's a wonderful, wonderful vibration for seeking and revealing truth. Whatever profession you choose, you bring to it constructive, creative ideas, a positive attitude, and a fine mind. Under the 43, your rewards will be plentiful, as the number 43 is a symbol for abundance. Abundance. So we are told to seek the kingdom, and all else will be added to us. So the number seven is seeking, constantly seeking, seeking to know, seeking truth. And so the number 43 will bring abundance to you. Let's take a look at your name to see how you are to use this amazing discernment and spirituality, the ability to connect with God. Sevens like to spend time by themselves, and God speaks to us in a quiet voice, so that seven is spending time alone. The next thing they know, they hear a voice. Oh, me, Lord? You're talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you, Cynthia. I'm going to give you my gift of abundance. How shall you use it? And you said, well, I will use it as Cynthia. The name Cynthia is the number 35, and 3 plus 5 is 8. The number 8 is the same energy that we are experiencing this year. So you're going to feel activated this year. You're going to feel strong this year. You're going to feel like, wow, this is my time. And it is. It's a great time for love, family. It's a wonderful, wonderful time for writing if you should decide to use that gift. And the name Cynthia vibrates to the number 8. The particular 8 that it is the 35, and that's called the inheritance vibration. So your birthday brings abundance, and your name brings the inheritance of money, power, and position, so that you can achieve positions of leadership to provide guidance. That's the mission of the number 8. The 8 has clear-sighted vision. The 8 stands above the trees and the bark while the rest of us are staring at the forest, and the 8 says, we're going this way. The number 8 on the side in mathematics is a symbol for infinity. Infinity. So that's why the 8 always rises to the top. So you are here to manage large organizations and to build an international empire.
Wow. I'll say why. I thought I had to speak for you, Reverend Cynthia. You know, wow came out.
I was coming off of mute, and you know I'm melting on the floor almost like, oh, my God. totally awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Are you writing?
Yes, I was writing. I was writing and dancing and shouting, all of that at one time.
No, I think he's asking in general, are you writing?
Yes, are you a writer?
No, I have not been. I will start. I was told to do that, even just a journal, just to start, because that will become a book. So I will no longer be disobedient. I will start, especially since this is the year.
Well, it's real easy now. They have that Dragon software where all you have to do is talk in the computer types for you. So
thank
it's a little easier.
Thank you for the reminder, because I need that as well in terms of just knowing that there's always an easier way to do it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, Cynthia. Now, guys are going to be intimidated by you.
Yes, that has been my story. We're reframing that. We're attracting the one that's not.
That's right.
But I am
amen to that. Yes, you are.
I am at least clear now that he has to be very powerful and know it. So as you were sharing with the young lady before me, do not try to pull him along. And be okay with him being intimidating. Just smile and wave.
Yeah.
So I am clear now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Reverend Cynthia.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. You're really rebuilding lives.
You're rebuilding lives. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Now we have a caller from the 703 area code. Caller, you are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, this is Tamara.
I just recognized that voice.
And my birth date is 3/15/79.
Okay, is that T-A-M-E-R-A?
No, it's T-A-M-R-A.
T-A-R-A, Tamara. Okay, that's very unique. T is a 2, A is a 1, M is a 4, R is a 9, and A is a 1, and that adds up to 17. 2 and 1 is 3, 4 is 7, and 10 is 17. That's the year we're having, the number 17 year. 17 is a symbol for power, leadership. Moses displayed number 17 energy. He was God's representative on earth. People were following Moses because they knew he was someone that they could count on, someone who had a spiritual connection. Now, they still tended to be a little rebellious from time to time, but when the chips were down, Moses was always there to uplift them and to fight for the little guy. And that's what you said you would do, Tamara. The name Rosa is a 17, as in I'm not sitting on the back of the bus. The name Tubman is a 17. They call her Black Moses. The name Tubman is a 17, as in, I don't care what you say, I'm taking my people to freedom. So 17s are here to speak truth to power. There's a power number, and you are a very powerful person. The name God, G-O-D, is a 17.
Wow.
So when God chose Moses, he was showing his symbolically the 17 energy means 1 plus 7 is 8, as it is above, so it is below. So there's a number 8. You're an 8. Cynthia was an 8. First caller had power in her name as well. You have the ability to channel God's power from above to this plane. That's what 8 is. They can channel the spiritual power from above to this plane. That's what makes them powerful, dominant, assertive. When the number 8 gets angry, people will get out of your way. So you came here to be the boss. You came here to be the boss, in a word. So let's check out your birthday and see what tools you were given. The number 3 stands for expression, singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything artistic and decorative, and working with children. The number 15 is a 6. 1 plus 5 is 6. That means you are one of the greatest souls among us. The scripture clearly tells us it's the 6. It's the number 6. It's those who have come to serve. Those who are willing to give up their lives for others are showing the greatest love. And, we know Dr. King, who was expressing number 15 energy, did just that.
Mm.
The number 6 is the number of the rescuer. So you have to be very careful, Tamara, when to let go and let God so you don't get pulled in or pulled down.
Wow.
Okay? Your year, 1979, 10, adds up to 26, 10, 7, yes, and that's another 8. So let's add it all together. 3 and 18, 3 and 15 is 18, 18 to 26 is 44. So that's called your birth path number. And the number 44, like all double digits, is a master number. It's called the master liberator vibration. This energy was expressed by two world-renowned figures. One of them had them this number in their birth path, the same you. They were a 44. I'm talking about July the 18th, 1918. 7 and 18 was 25. 1918 added up to 19. 19 and 25 is 44. And that was the birthday of Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
The Master Liberator. The Master Liberator. And Tamara, you carry that vibe. So you're here clearly as a 17, you're Moses, and you're carrying the gift of the Master Liberator. You're here to set the captives free.
All right now.
You have free will to choose the arena in which you express that energy, but clearly you are a master therapist, and your advice and counsel will set people on their path to freedom. With your combination of energy, you have the potential of becoming a household name and a self-made millionaire.
Hey, now, I claim that.
I claim that for you. Remember, we're friends now.
September. September will be your month.
September.
Yes. September will be your month. But you're about, well, I'll just let it happen. I started to say you're about to come to a culmination, which will mean a new beginning will be necessary. But I'm getting too far ahead. I'm getting excited about the prospects of what you are contemplating and what you're going to start in the next 2 years. But I'm getting too far ahead.
That's such a tease.
But I see it. It's going to be good.
You know, the thought that came to my head is when you said that a master liberator, and I thought, you know, free your mind and your backside will follow.
From the book of Joy Clinton.
Yes.
I remember that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Tamara, for calling. I'll be checking in on you, as always. All right, all right. Just a reminder for folks, the call-in number is 917-889-7806. If you would like to hear what the numbers say about you, using your first name and your birth date. So we have Dr. Craig Wright on, who is just reading these numbers. And we have a caller from a local area code, 301. So, caller, you are on the air. Are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is Sherelle. Hi, how you doing, Tanya?
I'm good, Sherelle. Good to hear your voice, dear.
Thank you. Please.
So my birthday is 2-8-70-1975.
Okay. How do you spell your first name?
It's spelled S-H-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Okay. A couple of things I just want to share with you right away. The two L's in Sherelle mean everything will be provided. You will never want for anything. It also heightens the potential or likelihood of twins in the family.
Oh, God.
With that said, a lot of number eight females, they have a tendency to have multiple births because they don't want to leave, they don't want to take too much time out of their career endeavors. So you have a number 8 birth date, and the number 8 is another one of those numbers that has been a common theme tonight. Cynthia was an 8, Tamara was an 8. And the number 8, which is your day of birth, is a symbol for money and power. As it is above, so it is below. It's a number 8 year, 2015. We talked about that at the onset of the show. So you're going to feel energized. It's when you're born the 8th, you've been given the gift of power, the gift of power to work in traditionally as a female, male-dominated arenas. As a female, as a little kid, you could probably throw the ball just as far, run just as fast, and beat up any little boy you had to. And then somebody might have pulled you over and put a dress on you. Many 8 females are born into a family where daddy wanted a boy. And they just go on to show not only daddy, but the rest of the world, hey, the big girls can get the job done too. Okay? And Sherelle, that's what you came here to do. You are a power broker. You are here to exert power. Now, a lot of times when I say that, people get a picture in their head of Simon Legree or Pharaoh. No, that's not the power that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the victory and the power and the authority of our Creator is going to be expressed through you. When someone is doing something and it's not right, God is sending you in. So you're going to have to get used to everybody calling you a hero and taking bows without letting it spoil you, because you will only know victory. As long as you are fighting for the right, you cannot be defeated, because God is going to work through you to show people how people who live by his tenets win. You're a winner.
Wow. I received that.
Very
I received
simple.
It.
You're a winner. The number 32 gives protection. It gives you protection. It gives you a mission. And your mission is to be a herald of light, of truth and light and what is right. Many friends will grace you, but you're here to act. Your goal should be high. And be prepared, because the number 32, which is your birth path, your gift, is called the number of the ruler of all nations and people. It is called the number of the ruler of all nations and people, as expressed by the birth date of America, July the 4th, 1776. 7 and 4 is 11. 1 plus 7 plus 7 and 6 is 21. 11 and 21 is 32. America cannot keep its nose out of everybody's business. We're running the world. We are running the world. Russia fell down. Putin, whatever his name is, trying to get him back in the race. He can forget it. The number 32. God will express power through this nation. As long as we don't allow pride and arrogance to get in our way. Pride and arrogance precede the fall. That's the story of the Tower of Babel. We already saw that play out September 9/11. 9/11 was a warning to us before our economic collapse. We didn't heed the warning, kept right along, same negative type goings on, almost destroyed this nation until God sent in the light. President Obama is at number 11, a 29, the light, a number 4, to restore order. And now he's calling up his true leaders to take on the positions at the top. You feeling this, Sherelle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because you're one of them. Your chart shows you're going to be able to establish yourself in such a way that you will never retire.
Wow. I'm just trying to cut all this down.
That probably means self-employment. You know, that probably will mean self-employment because your chart shows you will never retire. And you will be able to, should you decide to use your energy that way, you will be able to have a home in another country.
Oh, wow. I receive it.
That's showing up.
Hey, roll out the welcome mat, Sherelle. I'll be visiting.
I know, right? Wonderful.
Your name is a 43. So there's a definite pattern established here. God's people are calling in, and I want all of y'all, all the callers, to know your giving is not in vain, and your faith is about to be rewarded beyond your wildest dreams. God is going to pour forth a blessing in your life this year. All the callers, it's the same energy. It's the,
wow.
It's the same energy, the number 8 Amazing. And the number 7. The number 7, the number of faith, the 43, abundance, and 8, power people. People that God is going to establish in positions of power, his people, so that righteousness rules, not the criminality that we have right now. There's an exodus going on. There's a movement. And the folks that are listening to your show are the shakers and the movers who are about to be moved up. Yeah, that's pretty
amazing. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Wonderful. Sherelle, thank you so much for calling in.
Wow.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
Tanya.
Sure.
Tanya,
yes.
Who are these folks? Who are these folks who listen to your show?
I must say, Dr. Craig, that I am extremely blessed. I have the best listeners and just wonderful community of people. And even the people I don't know, I'm glad that they are attracted to the show and that they, you know, are open to receiving something. It's such an honor. Such an honor to serve.
Wow, you have a lot of wonderful souls, a lot of souls, wonderful, great, productive spirits listening in tonight. People who are making a difference. Not people who are complaining about how things are, but people who are out there shaping things.
right.
Wow.
Well, we have another caller, another local person. This is a 202 area code. So I know this person has been listening in and is eager to hear what Dr. Craig has to say or what the numbers have to say through Dr. Craig. Caller, you're on the air from the 202 area code.
Hello?
Hello,
hi.
Yes, you're live.
Hi. My name
Hi,
is
Karina. What's your name, caller?
Karina.
And how do you spell that?
Corena.
Karina, welcome. And can you
Dr.
Craig your birth date, please?
March 14, 1957.
Okay, Karina. Thanks for calling in. The number 14 is a number 5. 1 + 4 = 5. That's the 14. And 5 is a symbol for freedom and change. Freedom and change. So your gift is to be God's change agent. Whenever God wants to manifest change or bring in something that's different or give us a new message, it usually will come in through a number 5. Paul, the name Paul vibrates to the number 14. So Paul was a great communicator, a great speaker, a great writer. In fact, Paul's letters to the Corinthians became part of the canon, became part of the Bible. So as a number 14, you are here to deliver inspired messages two people.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Many 14s are writers, speakers. 14s find themselves up on a podium in front of people delivering the word. That's the number 14. It's an ancient symbol for the scribe. Scribes were, I call them, back in the day, they were ancient, they were old-time photocopy machines. We didn't have fax machines and copy machines, so if you had a book, you had to take it to a scribe. Now, the only people who had books back in the days of the scribe were kings, queens, and rich people. The rest of us had axes and picks and shovels because it was an agrarian society. You didn't need to know how to read. So a scribe was like a commoner who had access to wisdom and knowledge that only kings, queens, and rich people had. So as a past lifetime as a scribe, you were exposed to literature, science, medicine, scripture, holy writings, knowledge and truth that wasn't available to the average person. Of course, as a scribe, back in those days, you were sworn to secrecy. In fact, some scribes had their tongues cut out, depending on what they were working on.
Oh, wow.
All that to say, in this lifetime, nobody will be able to stop you from saying what's on your mind. People are going to be saying, uh-oh, here she comes. Here comes Kalina. What's she going to do now? Uh-oh. So if you don't hear that, you are not on your job. This time you are here to shake things up and rock that boat. Shake them up. Shake them up. Okay? Let's add your month, day, and year. 3 and 14 is 17, and your year, 1957, adds up to 22. That's been another common thing. We had someone who was born in 75. Now we have someone in 57. The number 22 year indicates you may not retire. The 22, we had someone called who was born on the 22nd. So this 22 has also been showing up as a constant number from all the callers, either in the year or the day of birth. And this is a number of manifesting your ideas and seeing them come into form. In fact, your birth path, the number 39, indicates you have made and will continue to make the world a better place to be. That's the mission of the number 39. It will always make you appear younger than you are. If you're in a room and children are there, they'll be drawn to you. The number 39 is a very, very expressive number, which indicates you have selected a life of service to others. And 39s offer love, affection, and sympathy in order to make the world a better place to be. Okay? The world is better off because you have been here. Don't know if you're writing, or I should say sharing what you write. Many 3s write because they have to, but some of them don't share it. But if you decide to share what you're writing, something you write could make it to the big screen. You're going to have a long and healthy life. No one's going to believe your age when you tell them. Everything that you have given, even though some of the people you gave to didn't say thank you or appreciate it, I want you to know God is watching.
You're right now.
And God is going to thank you. You see, you show love isn't put in your heart to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And you live your life sharing and giving and loving. And your example is making this world a better place for all of us. Karina,
wow, thank you. I receive it.
If you haven't shared what you're writing, please do so. What you write is light. What you write is light, and you can't keep your light under a basket. Speaking of light, in case you're wondering why you may seem to find yourself in dark places with some pretty scary things going on around you, it's because you are God's lantern, so he puts you in the dark spaces, not so your fire will be put out, so your light will go out, but so you can eliminate the darkness. Okay? You're God's lantern, so he will put you in the darkest place he can find to lighten it up, bring in some sunshine. That's your job. You are you are the light.
All right. Thank you. I received that.
Does that resonate with you, Karina?
Very much so. Yeah.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Thank
Karina,
you so much
so
for calling in.
Karina's a gifted. Karina, you are so gifted. You're an entrepreneur. You're very creative. You're a writer. You work well with children. You have a lot of many talents. Many talents to express.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. I'm working with them.
That's great. That is great. You are changing lives. You are changing lives. Some of the people are too old to get it, but when you talk to the young people, they're getting it, and they're going to teach their children who will teach their children, and that's how you are changing the world, through the youth.
All right.
Thank you, Karina, for your service, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Wow.
All right. Whew. I tell you, you have been speaking some truth up in here tonight, Dr. Craig. And it's so funny because I was just going to be the nice little host and sit back and not put my stuff in there, you know. But right now, we've gone through all of our callers who've indicated they want to be heard. So I just want to let people know, if you would like to speak to Dr. Craig, even if you're listening on the line, you have to press the 1 to let me know that you would like to speak. Otherwise, I just think you're listening and that you don't want to be heard. So with that being said, I want to, okay, I heard from one person. What I'm going to do is take this next caller from the 770 area code. All right, caller, you're on the line. What's your name?
My name is Karen. Good evening. How you doing?
Good, Karen. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for asking.
What's your birthdate?
My birthdate is 2/22/59.
Okay, is that K-A-R-E-N?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Karen. Your name and your day of birth are both master numbers, the number 22, the number 22. Okay.
Okay.
So the birthday reveals the gifts that God has given us. The name reveals what we promised we would do with those gifts. So when your name matches your birthday, metaphysically speaking, you told God, I will be what you want me to be.
All right.
That's what's showing up in your chart. So let's talk about the number 22. It's called the Master Builder Vibration. 2 + 2 = 4, and 4 is a symbol for work and orderliness. Work and orderliness. So wherever there needs to be work, you'll find the 22. In fact, Karen, 22s get the work nobody else wants to do. It's thrown right at you.
All right.
22s are good with their hands, good building things. They're great managers. It's a vibration that will give you global opportunities and global potential. I want to talk about a famous 22 just to exemplify the power that 22s have. There was a young girl who was born with an affliction in her leg. And this young girl, mother took her to the doctor. The doctor put a brace on her leg and told the mother, I'm sorry, your daughter won't be able to run and play. She has polio. The family was saddened, but they did the best they could do. They bought the brace, gave the girl plenty of love. When mama went to work, the little girl went outside, and she started running and playing with the other little kids anyway. Now, before mama came home, she would run back in the house, because she wasn't supposed to be out there because she had a bad leg. Well, wasn't too long, she would take the brace off and go run and play. Well, one day, mama came home early and said, girl, what you doing? You know you're not supposed to do that. Well, I went back to the doctor, and the doctor was amazed of what had happened. Later on, this same little girl went on to win gold in the Olympics. Her name was Wilma Rudolph. The name Wilma is a 22. 22s can overcome any obstacle. It's what they believe that counts.
All right.
It doesn't matter what how things appear and what other people are saying. And they are here. The number 22 exemplifies the power of the mind. The word mind, M, is the 13th letter of the alphabet, so that 1 plus 3 is 4. I is the 9th letter. That's already a single digit. N is the 14th letter. 1 plus 4 is 5. D is the 4th letter. That's already a single digit. So the word mind, when you substitute numbers, is 4 plus 9 plus 5 plus 4. And that adds up to 22. Mind is what we build with. Our mind is what we co-create with God. People are talking about the power of positive thinking. Well, that's the mind. The mind creates energy and vibrations that go out and attract things to it. So as a 22, a lot of 22s are born with physical disabilities that don't hold them back. They overcome them through the power of their mind. Now, this power works both ways. I give the positive examples. When given the opportunity to grace the airways, I try not to say anything negative, but we know on that day, God separated light from the darkness. So oldness and negative is out there. That's how this place was set up. It's duality here. So as a 22, you have to be careful what you think, because whatever you think is going to take form, the good and the bad. So stay positive and only anticipate the good, and that's what you can manifest.
All right. I thank you so much.
Okay, you are very, very welcome. This will be a year of change for you. Get ready for the changes in September.
And
after September, nothing will be the same.
Okay. Is that love life, job, and everything?
Well, in terms of love life, you're going to have a lot of interest this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right now.
Well,
thank
you.
Look,
so
with that teaser, we're going to have to leave it at that, okay? Thank you, Karen, for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. So, Dr. Craig, we have one more caller from the 202 area code, and then after that, I am going to get mine done. How's that sound?
Cool.
All right. So we have another caller, 202 area code. Are you there? Caller, are you there from 202 with the 550 exchange? Okay. I'm going to put you back on hold. And actually, I have two with very similar numbers. I believe that is Karina's.
Hello,
all right,
ma'am.
Caller right there, 202, another one with the 550 exchange. Are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am. Are you're live on the air.
Yes. Yes, yes, okay.
Caller, what's your name?
What to push. My name is Rolando Emerson.
All right,
Michael,
so Rolando, how do you spell your name? Your first
R-O-L-A-N.
Name?
R-O-L-A-N. My first name is R-O-L-A-N-D-O.
And
all right, and your birthday?
And my last name is Emerson. A as in apple, M-E-R-S-O-N.
We need your birthday, Rolando, your birthday.
Yes. My birthday is 12/22/1946.
Thank you very much, sir, for calling in. The 22 theme continues. I've said a lot about the number 22 tonight, So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to share something different. I'm going to add your month, your day, and your year together, and that will reveal what's called the birth path number. Okay, 12 and 22 is 34. 12 and 22 is 34. Your year adds up to 20. 1 plus 9 plus 4 plus 6. 34 and 20 is 54, and 5 plus 4 is 9. So number 9 is a symbol for selflessness. Selflessness. Because you have a 9 birth path, expect to be involved in situations where you're giving, 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 but getting little or nothing from those you give to. This means you are here to help the poor, the sick, and the disadvantaged. But you will also face people who won't give back. That's the toughest challenge. Information about the number 9 is found in the scripture in the story of Job. Job had a lot, lost it all, got it back tenfold. The key was patience and faith. So 9s rise to fall, love only to lose. But as a number 9, you're here, your mission, your gift is the ability to work with people from all fields of life, regardless of their race, religion, or creed, and to find harmony, something in common with all of them. 9s work in fields of a broad scope, like the law, medicine, or music. You cannot be confined or held in. I want to talk about the number 13. The 13 shows up as your vowel total, Orlando. And a lot of people like to know about that number. Some people are afraid of the number 13. Some people won't go out of the house on Friday the 13th. And it's your vowel total. O is a 6. You've got two O's in Orlando. 6 and 6 is 12. And A, the first letter, is a number 1. So the 13, Orlando, is a symbol for change, release, and transformation. Change, release, and transformation. So you have the ability to take the old and make it new, whether you're renovating old houses or renovating old lives, convincing people they should go on. You're a lifesaver. You're a game changer, as they say. After people meet you, they'll never be the same. The 13 is all or nothing, Orlando, so keep pushing and never give up on what you're striving to do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Rolando.
And that's so true for me. Thank you. That's all I can say. I'm so grateful. Mm. Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
It is me, and I thank you. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you for being you.
Yes,
thank you for having the courage to walk in your life. Thank you. You're a lifesaver.
Right. I'm not afraid to be there. I just want to say thank you.
All
you
right.
Know, I don't mind. I don't mind my always giving, because everybody gets on me about why don't you want to receive. Everybody doesn't understand why it is that I like to give, and that's all I want to say. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for saying that. Okay.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Well,
he was obviously moved by what you had to offer.
Rolando knows the giver always gets more. The people around him can't understand how he can just keep doing it. When is your birthday, Tanya?
It's 10/7/1965. I know that's, 11? Another double number?
10 and 7 is 17. We've been talking about that all night. You're born on the 7th. We've been talking about that. Your year adds up to 21. 17 and 21 is 38. That's correct. You're a number 11. It's called the master teacher vibration. All double digits are master numbers, testing numbers. But this is a number that enables you to be a teacher, gives you a grand rapport with spiritual things. The 38 is known for having the visionary qualities of an avatar. So if you're not already, if you're not already, I would pay very, very close attention to the dreams that you're having. You might want to keep a pen or a pad or something or a tape recorder in your sleepy area because when you close
your eyes. Documenting every morning.
When you
I am doing it now, yes.
When you are 38, life begins when you lay down to go to sleep.
All right now.
That's when the visions come, the messages come, knowingness comes, the light. The mission of the number 11 is to be a beacon of light here on this planet. The name Jesus was a number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are many, many teachers who try to convince us that he was a great exception. That he was a great exception. Well, you can't do what he does. You'll never get there. In fact, if you don't say what he say, you can't even get to heaven. But Jesus never said those things.
Right.
Jesus said, these and greater things will you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, let us know he wasn't the great exception. He was the great example. So you are God's example on earth. God will hold you up as an example for others. And not only now, but probably when you're in school, the teacher held your paper up and showed all the other little kids, here's how I want it done. As you slump down in your chair to hide from the attention. So the 11s are very sensitive, and they don't like the spotlight, but it always seems to find them because of who they are. The number 11 is here to be an example. So when you're God's example, you can't do the things that other people do. You'll get caught. If you had brothers and sisters, if you had brothers and sisters, and all the siblings said, "Let's raid the cookie jar before dinner tonight," and everybody had a pack. Well, when mom and dad came home, they would only smell cookies on your breath.
Right.
So the number 11 is always held to a higher standard because you are here to be an example, to allow truth, wisdom, and light to pass through you.
Mm-hmm.
God utilizes us based on our energy, and the number 11s are God's antenna and God's transmitters. So
yes.
God is broadcasting truth, wisdom, and light through you. You may have times where you literally, after you've spoken to someone or had a conversation, can't even remember what went on.
You are right. That is correct. Yes, yes.
11s can achieve, it's almost like a trance state of transmitting, not so much producing, but transmitting and being utilized as a channel.
Yes.
So this will enable you to do many, many, many wonderful things. 11s do things that a lot of people think are impossible. Be done. Well, don't tell that to a number 11 because you are the embodiment of faith. And faith moves mountains. They say faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. So you are a mountain mover. A mountain mover. Let's see what's coming up. Your month and day add up to 17, and this is a 17 year. 17 and 17 is 34. So this is the time when the roadblocks that I have been talking to you about earlier in the show, you may have been experiencing some things that just you want to see move forward, but they just haven't been moving. Maybe there have been some things you started working on, and then all of a sudden you had to shift your priorities last year to take care of someone else.
Right, correct.
To take care of others. So your stuff may have been put on hold, but this year, it's going to start to move forward. Pursuits will approach completion, and your rewards are going to be in a direct ratio to the maximum effort that you have expended. So expect, before the end of this month, expect to see, well, I should say July, That's what I'm focusing on. Starting in July, you're going to see stagnant conditions stirred up and final settlements made. Things are going to start to pick up and progress and get back on track. Okay.
Awesome. And that's going to have to be the last word because time is running out. Once again, we've gone up to the end. Dr. Craig, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Very, very hopeful. And you just deliver this information with such love and compassion as well as insight and wisdom. So thank you on behalf of everyone who called in and everyone listening in. And so once again, how can folks contact you?
For more information on numerology and to get a free reading for any team, my email address is cr77ig@gmail.com. And my website is Craig E. Wright. That's CraigEWright.com.
Wonderful. So join us next week at 6 p.m. for Patricia House of Karma Fest fame. She'll be on to talk about indigo and crystal children and the camp she and Maggie Salter throw each summer for this special group. Take care.
Thanks, Tanya. Keep shining the light. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.